We had really appreciate Brian Randolich. He was going to share a bit of his testimony, but he's going to do that on a future Sunday morning. So, Brian, thank you for being ready and just being flexible for that change. Just to give you a highlight, Brian met the Lord in college at Penn State main campus, of all places. And so he has a great testimony about the Lord's faithfulness to him through many dangers, toils, and snares. And I can't think of a guy who loves the Lord more or loves the Bible more. And he's been a friend to the church here many years. I think a pretty good friend of Bill Wood in the past there, and also to folks here. So thank you, Brian, for your testimony shared in the future. I want to give a devotional tonight on Thanksgiving in the letters of Paul, the early parts of the letters. And so Romans, big theological message. But Paul says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. Pretty big deal for Christians to be in Rome. I don't know what the comparison would be today. You know, Washington, D.C., a lot of Christians there, okay? And Harrisburg, North Irwin Borough building, whatever you want to say. But the importance of God reaching out to big places. Paul wanted the gospel to go to Rome. He thanked the Lord for the Christians who were there. And he says, for all of you, faith is being reported all over the world. So all the Christians in Rome were important to the Lord, and they were important to Paul. And all Christians would be important to us. So that's every person you see who knows the Lord. Every person you see who don't know the Lord, they're important too. But that special blessing, if I could quote somebody on vacation, what we got to see all kind of creatures, you know, alligators, dolphins, in the wild. This is not like, you know, set up and, you know, Joe's, you know, wildlife resort or anything like that. So you see all these animals, and they said, look at these, all these great animals. You get the best of all creation, God's people. And how true that is. And so Paul said about the people, I long to see you. I constantly remember you in my prayers. This is what he says in Romans. And so everybody is important every day, giving thanks to God. Paul did that for the Roman Christians. If you go through Paul's letter to Rome, there's about 30 people that he names, first name basis there. And so that's something you could challenge yourself with. If you wrote a letter saying, let me tell you about my Christian friends, you know, would you be able to list 30 by name and say, yeah, here they are. And Paul, he was connected to more than one group of Christians, you know. I mean, he knew Christians in all the big cities. And yet he said, I greet all these people. I think in one chapter he lists 27. In another chapter, two or three. So each person is important. One of the places we went to worship at down in Florida was a church that they had a great idea. So we're going to give it a shot on our Sunday night prayer time, Wednesday night prayer time, and also some of the elder work. Every person who has been connected to the church here will be on a list, and that person will be prayed for every day from December 1st to Christmas. Okay, so if your name's on the list, would be Benjamin Cox, for example, prayed for every day by somebody, December 1st to Christmas, and also yourself. And so we want people to be able to do that and just hold them up before God and say, strengthen this person and encourage them and bless them. So we'll do it by names. If you like that type of ministry, you got to come Sunday night or Wednesday night. Sunday night's this concert or prayer just one time, and then the Wednesday thing is regular. But Paul said, I pray for you, all of you. So So that's one of the things we want to try to do without just, praying for crowds, but individuals also. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says this, I always thank God for all of you because of his grace given you in Christ, for in him you have been enriched in every way. So he knew that God was working in these believers' life. He could see God's wealth and strength was in their soul. And God, he later on he says, God is faithful and he will keep you to the end. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So one of the things we can say when we look at other believers and say, thank God, I thank God for you, is that I see God's strength in your life. And we're going to be able to see that because God is faithful. Say, yeah, I'm seeing my brother and sister in Christ. They are not perfect. They don't have a halo or angel wings, but they have the strength of God in their life. And we're so glad about that. And we pray for people to be strengthened. And when weakness comes, it kind of was mentioned in our prayer time. When our weakness comes, it shows that the strength we have is all from God. Okay, our weakness shows God's strength. Our insufficiency and inadequacy shows God's more than sufficient to lead his children in this world. And so a true thing that Paul would tell even the Corinthians, who were they were a wild church, he would say, hey, with God you are strong. If he could say that to the Corinthians, he'd say that to you. He'd say that to this church. He'd say that to, dare I say, not a popular group, but still loved. He would say that about the church in America. Hey, American Christians, you are strong in the Lord. Why can we say that? Because the Lord is the strength of his people. So that's that. That's what we sang about. And then Galatians, there's thankfulness for the people who Paul was yelling at. So if you're yelling at somebody, remember you can still be thankful for them. It's a good lesson for all the young ones here. You're being yelled at because people are thankful for you. But Paul said to the Galatians, you welcome me as if I were an angel of God and as if I were Christ Jesus himself. That's a good, I wish we could get a card printed out and give that to all our greeters. Okay, that's a greeter's theme, isn't it? Here comes somebody. Welcome them as if they're an angel from God. Or welcome them as if they're Christ himself. That's a pretty high standard, right? You're not going to slough off anybody with that goal in mind. And Paul said, the Galatians who were kind of, they weren't real straight in their theology. They kept saying, well, maybe we should work our way to heaven with the law. Or, no, we do like the gift, the grace of God, too. They were getting mixed up, but at least they knew how to love. Okay, so Paul said, thank you for treating me like I was Christ himself. And it goes to show you that we could give thanks, that each of us have an opportunity to make, to see God in us bring us back to spiritual health. Because these Galatians were at one time apparently pretty spiritually healthy. Come back to God. You and I could be effective again. Again, we could have the fruit of God's Spirit in our life. Examples of this would be all the apostles, because they all deserted Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. So, you think, well, I was a bad follower of the Lord this month, this week, today, whatever it was. You won't be the first one who just says, oh, I realize I need God. Turn back to him. We see it in the life of the Apostle Peter, numerous places, but he had a real hard time accepting Gentiles, even after Pentecost, even after, as we use the phrases, being filled with the Spirit, even after speaking in tongues, okay, even after doing miracles. Peter said, but I don't love the Gentiles. Jesus is not for them. Can you believe it? The guy who's filled with the Spirit, and he is against all the people God would call. That shows, you know, he still has a lot to learn. And so you and I can make a comeback from whatever deficit we have spiritually to grow in grace again, like the Galatians were called to. And then, last section, Philippians chapter 1. This is a good section. In Philippians, Paul talks a lot about joy and gratitude for the people. He said, I thank God every time I remember you. I pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. Being confident of this, God will carry it on and bring it to completion. Okay. And so one way to look at God's relationship with us, God has done it on our behalf at the cross and resurrection. God has sent his Spirit. God is doing it today, and God will do it in the future. He's all about building that relationship up with you. So I would anticipate it being strong if I were you. Paul was telling the Philippians, hey, you could be confident of this. Okay, be confident. Don't think like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'll probably fall away. Paul said, he was confident God would continue to work in the Philippians. Paul wasn't even saying, well, I'm just confident for myself. I don't know about the rest of you guys. He was saying, no, I'm confident for you all that God will do it. And then Paul says he was thankful because what happened to him really served to advance the gospel. He was in prison. Thanking God that he's with us in the pain of life. And how else do we survive? Except knowing at the moment, he's with me and he loves me. So he's going to get me through this. As was prayed about, he's faithful. And, just be so glad about that. Review the faithfulness of God in your life. You know, sometimes when we get down and depressed, we kind of, with what they say, that we stack the trials that we have been through. We say, I remember when I was 10, I broke my right leg, and then 11, I broke my left leg, and 12, I lost my friend, and 13, I lost my, dog, and on you go. And they were all very painful, difficult times that you can continue to think of. But Paul and God's word, they put back to back the blessings. I remember when God saved my soul. And I remember when God gave me my first Bible. And I remember when I started to serve him. And I remember when I, and on you go. Those things are the things that'll last. Those others, all the pain and thing, they're gonna pass away. And God will be faithful to you through that. So Paul said, what happened to him served to advance the gospels. And Charles Spurgeon said, we have a chance to look at every trial in two ways. Asking the question, how will this affect me? Or number two, how will this affect God's kingdom? That it might advance God's kingdom. Even if it decreases us. At least God's going forward. And that's the point of our lives. So we're glad to give thanks to the Lord. And I'd like to close in prayer, and then we're going to sing. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let's pray together. Lord, we praise your name for the opportunity to give thanks. We know people have given thanks to you really since Adam and Eve being helped by you after their sin, and on into the future as people are so grateful, Jesus, that you came and rose from the dead. And here we are, we count our blessings and name them one by one. You've been so generous and gracious to us. We're glad to say thank you, Lord. and also to pass on what you've given in terms of love and time and kindness to, and work to other people. Might our life continue to be a living sacrifice in view of your mercies, and to live a life of giving thanks. Thank you for the day of Thanksgiving. Thank you for the season of Thanksgiving. But most of all, thank you for the eternity of giving thanks, which we all know through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. So bless each one here with the heart that counts blessings and gives thanks for the dear people that you have sent into their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.